Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, July 9th. Democratic nominee for governor of Colorado, U.S. Representative Jared Polis, visited Delta last Tuesday with his lieutenant governor running mate, Diane Primavera. About 50 Delta County residents packed the Wildflower Bistro to meet the candidate and to take part in a small town hall discussion. KVNF's Allie Lightfoot spoke with Polis after the event. Here's a portion of that interview.
So oil and gas development on public lands is part of Zinke's plan to use public lands for oil and gas development. The BLM has agreed to sell land leases to Gunnison Energy, a company that plans to frack on lands above Paonia Reservoir, which is a big concern for a lot of people in this area. What do you plan to do to protect Colorado's water, air, and land from fossil fuel extraction?
Well, you know, I've certainly taken on Secretary Zinke and the Trump administration in Washington around the privatization of our public lands. It is a time that it's important to have Western governors that will stand strongly against any efforts to sell off our public lands or to develop them in ways that are damaging to our health and safety.
Keeping guns out of the hands of domestic violence abusers is another issue that you're talking about. What will this process look like?
You know, the vast majority of gun owners support these reasonable measures to make sure that we try to take guns out of the equation for dangerous situations like domestic violence. And when somebody is under a temporary restraining order, there needs to be a process where they can lose access to their guns temporarily until the issue is resolved in the courts. The red flag law, making sure that people who might be in a dangerous mental health situation or unable to access their guns, is also important to protect people. And again, you have 80% plus of gun owners strongly support these measures. And you know what? We strongly support responsible gun ownership, people who own guns for defense or sport or hunting. And none of these measures get in the way with that at all, but they also can help save lives, which at the end of the day is very important.
And please stay tuned for more of Allie Lightfoot's interview with Jared Polis during this week's KVNF regional newscasts. Last Thursday, firefighters in Park County witnessed a dramatic weather event as they battled the Weston Pass fire. KBUT's Christopher Biddle filed this story.
U.S. 285 remains closed in both directions between Fairplay and Antero Junction due to the Weston Pass fire. An alarming occurrence on Thursday as a tornado touched down on the edge of the blaze, which was ignited by lightning on June 28th. National Weather Service meteorologist Russell Danielson told the Denver Post that it was only the sixth tornado in Park County since record-keeping began in the 1950s. High-elevation tornadoes are historically less common, and Park County has an elevation of about 10,000 feet above sea level. There were reports of hail and uprooted trees, but the twister appeared to have little or no effect on fire activity. The Weston Pass fire was last reported at just under 13,000 acres. It's also caused the closure of the Buffalo Peaks Wilderness area. For KBUT, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And in an update, as of last night, the Denver Post reported that the Weston fire was burning 13,019 acres and was 34% contained. A total of 578 people were fighting the fire, which was started by lightning on June 28th. U.S. 285 has been reopened between Antero and Fairplay, but Colorado Route 22 is closed to traffic. The Pike and San Isabel National Forests are closed because of the fire. The entire Buffalo Peaks Wilderness and ancillary roads and trails are also closed. The Lake Christine fire, a mile northwest outside Basalt, burned at about 30% containment as of last night. Started on a gun range, the 5,916-acre fire has 555 firefighters battling the blaze. Three houses were destroyed by the fire. Light rainfall on Saturday helped contain portions of the blaze. The fire remains a high priority for officials because it is so close to the densely populated Roaring Fork Valley. Officials hoped for more rain and little fire growth was expected yesterday. There was good news outside of Durango, where the 416 fire was up to 50% contained as of late Saturday night. Rain and humidity in the area have helped keep fire activity minimal, and another round of rain and showers were expected yesterday. The fire has grown to 54,129 acres in size. And finally, the Spring Creek Fire, the third largest wildfire in state history at 106,985 acres, is now 55% contained. Residents in Costilla and Huerfano counties are slowly being allowed to return home. And finally today, after a hearing determined probable cause, a Paonia woman will stand trial for shooting a man. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Heather Palmer Jones, 48, is accused of shooting a Paonia man on January 12th. Jones allegedly shot the man inside his own home, which he had previously sold to the man. The man lost a kidney and suffered significant internal injury. He is still in recovery. According to Jones's arrest affidavit, Jones was at the home January 12th and afraid of other people, who she said were trying to get inside. She allegedly fired a 9mm handgun as she crouched under a living room table. Jones told the arresting police officer that she would have shot whoever came through the door of the residence. In the incident, the man reportedly called out to Jones, who he knew to be inside, asking why the house was locked. Then he went to his truck to retrieve spare keys. Jones allegedly opened fire when the door came open. The wounded man said he wanted to pursue charges and was now fearful of Jones. Jones was charged with first-degree assault with a deadly weapon and second-degree assault causing reckless injury with a weapon. Probable cause to support these charges was found during a June 28th preliminary hearing. Jones was bound over for arraignment in Delta District Court on July 16th. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.